Yo, it's the most dope show. It's about that time to get live. Take a break from your 8 to 5. Them other guys don't have the ability to rip it. We kick it. 3 guys on representing with the most killer spirit. And we coming with the jokes. So you better grab a good pen and pad for your notes. And forget them other folks, cause we got the best quotes. Randolph does more than just joke, cause he woke and he got the files. Tell Andy Klein to turn up the dial. I don't know where that boy Tim is now. Raising a daughter, he hella proud. Andy is straight up and Randolph ain't here for racist. When Tim Miller hit that, got funny as shit. The sock puppets always be there to assist. Too many to name, but they all of the shit. I guess I could try. Love me some Frankie French. Milner and
Mike B.
Be lit. I cannot forget about Petey and Chris. J.L. Covan with them Trump impressions. Riding Cameron coming from the black guy who tips. That's a whole damn nation, so they always near. Pop, pop, bang, bang. Getting green, romaine. 3 guys on sock puppet nation. Gang, gang.
Yeah. What up,
Dominic?
Puerto Rico, suave. I know you thought I forgot about you, but I ain't gonna get about you, bro. Yeah, yeah. Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, suave.
What y'all know about Black Pumas? Does anyone listen to Black Pumas? Is it just me?
Is that who made that song?
Yeah, that's just them. A youth.
Then yes. I didn't know the name of the group. I knew
they're great.
I just knew that song.
They're great. I highly recommend their Tiny Desk concert. They got a new album coming out too. That's their first
album.
Hey
Mark, your attorney general beat it. They voted to keep him in office.
Not beat it.
He beat all 14 of the cases.
Oh really? Did that just happen today?
Just happened today.
Ciao.
Saturday for you people listening. Ken Paxton.
Ken Paxton. I thought his own party tried to take him out. Right? Well,
apparently, Texas AG Paxton acquitted by jury of his peers on corruption charges. Embattled Texas attorney, a 3-term Republican, was acquitted by state sentence on Saturday following a 2-week trial. He was officially reinstated by the lieutenant governor as the state's top law enforcement. He's been suspended since May. Dan Patrick plans to call for an audit of all the spending on the impeachment proceedings by the legislature.
You know, Trump was tweeting or truthing in support of him, so he'll take credit for this. He kept a criminal in office.
A conviction on any one of the 16 articles of impeachment meant the attorney general would be permanently booted from office. 12 Democrats and 19 Republicans in the state Senate. A convention also meant persuading at least 9 of the Republicans to join all the Democrats. It was a tall order. None of the articles received more than 14 yay votes.
Love that for him.
Well, you know, it's Texas. It's Texas. Texas justice.
Yeah.
The Black Pumas were
fucking
in Texas.
And he fucking did it. And don't matter.
He has a long list of infractions.
Yep.
Look at that shit, dog.
A real long list.
So his wife was. Who are these peers?
His wife is a state senator. She was not allowed to vote.
Not allowed to vote. We'll see if she stays with him. That's the next thing.
Because they had his mistress.
I'm willing to bet she does.
She better. He beat them charges. You see how these Republicans be having sex? Okay, Lauren Barwood is a freak.
Man,
oh, you saw that? You see that video?
Yeah, I've seen it.
You know what?
I know them moves.
You know what I like about that video? They did it TMZ style. They put out some of the video, and they were like, "Look, here, she got kicked out, and look, she was allegedly doing these things," and she was like, "I wasn't doing that shit." And they're like, "Okay, here's the rest of the video." They wait for you to deny it, and then they put that video out, and then they had like the close up of the video.
Mm-hmm.
Vaping and giving her man a little bit of
listen. I only thing I'm mad about is that they didn't wait 5 more minutes, because I feel like if they would have waited, she would have gave that man a handy J. We
would have
had some. We would have had a sitting congresswoman handy J video, and I feel like that might be enough to get her kicked out.
Yeah, I mean, they had the first video was just her being asked to leave, and then they had the walk of shame. Where from 10 different camera angles, her and her man walking away, she's giving the finger to the security people.
Titties sitting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
The girls were out to play. Yep.
The girls were girling.
Okay. Yep. Things was stanging.
She had, it was a night out. It was, you know, she's recently divorced. And, you know, she's got this new man in her life. She's 36. She's a grandmother. She's acting like she's 19. And so that first video was basically that. It was just her being asked to leave. I think this is the first one. Surveillance video. And she's like, they're asking her to leave already at the beginning of this clip.
We've all seen this before.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is nothing new.
Well, I'm fine. I'm not doing, I'm not breaking the rules. It's crazy. You
let,
know who I am.
Let he who is not finger banged in a theater cast the first stone.
You're ridiculous.
Well, now, what type of theater are we talking about? Are we talking about a movie theater? Are we talking about a stage?
I mean, listen, I'm not at the time that in my finger banging days, I was not sophisticated enough to do the theater. I was at the movies watching Black Panther like you're supposed to. But, oh, man, this is amazing.
Yeah, this is her walking out.
Top flight finger banging wasn't on your agenda.
Not at the time. But good for her.
She's oh, so they're showing them escorting her all the way out.
All the way out. Yeah, they got here. She is giving the finger in a second to security. You know what? Fuck you. Okay, fuck you. You know what? I don't care. I don't even need this place. Sucked. This place sucked anyway.
I bet
fuck
they
you.
Had some great Republican sex after this.
Oh yeah, probably they had sex in the car.
Just amazing missionary.
And then they another angle walking through the lobby. Like, they got them walking down the street later.
Why is she like, dressed like she's going to the club?
Newly that's divorced.
That's not theater apparel.
They got them
that
walking.
Fuck 'em dress, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Look, twirling.
You could tell from that dress that they were looking for the best place to have taboo finger banging and hand jobs.
Right.
Like, right. It wasn't really about going to see that movie, whatever theater. What was it? It was like
it was Beetlejuice.
They're going to see a
Beetlejuice. Yeah, they don't care about Beetlejuice, the musical. They just were like, what's a place? Give me your fantasy. Right. I've never been finger banged in a theater at a fancy dress. Okay, let's go see Beetlejuice is in town. Let's take care of this.
So then people are like, why'd she get kicked out? They were saying she was vaping, which she denied. They said she was taking picture and video.
She was. The video showed all of it.
Well, but the video wasn't out yet. So she denied it. And she was like, I wasn't vaping? You're crazy. I wasn't taking pictures. That's crazy. And then they dropped this video, which has all of that.
Did she not know she's being recorded?
No.
Bobert. Say it three times and she appears in security video from a weekend performance of Beetlejuice, where the congresswoman was kicked out of the theater for being disruptive. The DCPA says she was vaping. Bobert's team denied that, said the haze was from fog machines in the show.
There she is vaping right there. Look.
The video. The pregnant woman sitting behind Bobert told the Denver Post she asked her to stop vaping, and Bobert refused.
Right.
So the whole, like, I care about fetuses.
Hero. Yeah. Shout out to the real hero, the pregnant lady.
Was like, I don't want
who went got that manager.
This woman, she's like, don't you care about fetuses? Lauren's like, nope.
There's a lot of white people in that theater for only one woman to go get a manager. That's
yeah.
Okay, that's not fair, Randolph.
Okay,
you know, it's that white woman's job to get a manager, and they know it too. We all know when something happens, it's a white lady's job.
I'm saying there's so many of them in there. Did they just delegate her real quick? You go.
The pregnant white woman has the authority in the hierarchy of white Karens. She is the
she's the top.
She's the commander. She's the Karen in chief.
Yeah.
In this situation.
And after she asked her to leave, or she asked her to stop vaping, rather, and apparently it doesn't work.
Sitting behind Bobert told the Denver Post she asked her to stop vaping.
Now it's selfie time for Lauren.
And Bobert refused.
Yeah.
Oh, my
her one-woman show continued, taking flash photos, raising her hands and dancing.
Flash photos.
Clapping her, standing up in the crowd. Bobert occasionally took a break.
She dances like Elaine from Seinfeld.
Okay, so you see how that chair is empty next to pregnant lady?
Yeah,
that's the guy was
like, let me go get him.
She was like, are you not gonna do anything? I'm okay.
What about our fetus?
Yeah. Yes, that empty chair was him going to get the manager on her behalf.
Like, you're just gonna let her smoke in your pregnant wife's face? No, baby, I'm getting up.
Oh, this dude did not want to get involved. Her man, like in this shot.
Yeah,
he's got the. You know how when you're yelling at a dog and the dog won't make eye contact.
Yeah,
they turn their head
straight ahead.
He's doing that. Turn their head to the side.
Everything all right, honey?
They just give you the side of their face.
I bet you the husband knew who she was. She probably knew who she was. It was just like, just don't fuck with her.
Yep.
Post, she asked her to stop vaping, and Boebert refused. Her one-woman show continued, taking flash photos, raising her hands and dancing, often the only one clapping or standing up in the crowd.
How do you think she asked her?
I bet she was
the pregnant lady asked her, because I have a feeling she asked her like this. Could you fucking not?
hello, excuse me.
Of course, that's how that went. And she was like, no.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you for real right now?
That's how Boebert would sound if she was stepping to somebody. That's what she would say.
Well, maybe that would be the back and forth. Like, yes, I am for it. What the fuck are you going to do about it then, bitch?
Right. I am pregnant, bitch.
I don't give a fuck, okay? I'm here to see Beetlejuice. Move your seat if you don't like it. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, do you know who I am?
Oh, no.
They both say, do you know who I am?
She did pull that card.
Do you know I'm a white woman?
Right. Do you know I am? Okay.
Spider-Man pointing me. Like, I can do whatever I want.
They say it at the same time in unison. Right.
I can do whatever I want. Well, I can tell people to stop doing whatever they want. Shit. Just they're in an impasse.
Like from being disruptive to
you know who I fucking am?
Okay, so here comes security walking down the aisle.
Male companion. He briefly had...
Oh, this is the groping, which we'll get a close-up on later.
...a grasp on the situation.
Oh, she was all in them titties.
And told Boebert she had to leave.
Now the guy's back. See, this guy's back in his seat when the ushers come to get her out.
The theater's instant report says Boebert pulled the don't you know who I am card on the way out, giving theater
employees
a single-finger salute.
Fuck yeah. Okay, don't you know who I am?
Then the groping videos came out.
Yeah. So then the next one was someone did the close up and a longer version of the groping video. Mm-hmm. And this is now her hands go between his legs.
He working them titties. I know this move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's got one hand between his legs.
The lights must be out.
Yeah. This is like night vision. The other hand between his legs.
Mm-hmm.
Someone then took that video and spliced in Senator John Kennedy reading.
Is that someone named Andy Klein?
No, it wasn't, but I should have been this guy.
That's someone named.
We watched Andy all these John Kennedy videos the other day.
I put some lube on and got him on his knees.
What we did was watch Andy Klein and I watched John Kennedy videos.
They put the porn music in.
Began to slide into him from behind. I pulled out of him and kissed him while he masturbated. He asked me to turn over while he slipped a condom on himself. This was my ass.
Okay. So, this was hilarious. My ass. So,
that's hilarious. Never heard that before.
Oh, you didn't hear John Kennedy, the senator, was reading passages of banned books in high school because it had sexual content, and he was in Congress into the microphone going, he turned me over and put the condom on. This is my ass. And of course someone spliced it over. So, but anyway, this video is the damning one because it's like just all straight. They're basically at second base in the by the end of this, they hadn't kicked
him out, child. His dick would have been on the screen.
Right. So her campaign then released a statement. And I think they didn't talk about the groping in her statement. They just said, here's the thing. She can't pull the Marjorie Taylor Greene and do whatever she wants because she almost lost her last election. She barely won. But she actually needs to somewhat be respectable. The past few days have been difficult and humbling, and I'm truly sorry for the unwanted attention my Sunday evening in Denver has brought to the community. While none of my actions or words as a private citizen that night were intended to be malicious, you can't just be private citizen that night.
What do you mean? You weren't up there You were giving people the salutes. What are you talking about?
Right. You said, hey, do you know who I am?
Going up middle fingers and shit, vaping.
Yeah, you know who I am is 100% you relying on your public image.
Right. Yeah. None of my actions were intended to be malicious or meant to cause harm. The reality is they did, and I regret that.
Do you really?
There's no perfect blueprint for going through a public and difficult divorce. This is like the Drew Barrymore video.
This ain't got shit to do with your divorce. This is you going to the theater.
I love how they pull the theater.
Sit down and shut the fuck up.
I love how they pull the, like, there's no perfect blue. I'm not perfect. Bitch, you was way away from perfect.
Not even close to perfect.
Like, what are you talking about? Just, you weren't in the ballpark of perfect, and we just happened to be sticklers. You right. know what I mean? You didn't give us a 9.9 out of 10. This was like a 1 out of 10.
Right. She couldn't even go watch a play like that. Right. That's not, she wouldn't do anything. There's no high degree of difficulty on this night out. She's just,
you know how you sound like y'all should have just stayed at the house. The fuck y'all out for?
You know how you get divorced. Next thing you know, you're
fucking, you do not recall vaping. Did you get hit in the head later?
Well, hold on. Let's build up to that. She said there's no perfect blueprint because she tries to pivot to the divorce. Right. There's no perfect blueprint for going through a public and difficult divorce, which over the past few months has made for a challenging personal time for me and my entire family. I've tried to handle it with strength and grace as best I can. She was handling things. But I simply fell short of my values on Sunday. She fell way short. That's unacceptable, and I'm sorry. And then she says, whether it was the excitement of seeing a much anticipated production or the natural anxiety of being in a new environment, really, you're yelling at people during State of the Union addresses. You have anxiety and being in public.
Fuck out of here.
Millions of people are watching you yell at the president. I genuinely did not recall vaping that evening when I discussed the night's events with my campaign team while confirming my enthusiasm for the musical. She doesn't remember vaping. She was told several times to stop, but she doesn't remember it. Regardless of my belief, it's clear now that that was not accurate. It was not my or my campaign's intention. Miss Lee. So now she's a public figure again. It's the campaign.
Right.
But we do understand the nature of how this looks. We know we will have to work to earn your trust back, and it may not happen overnight, but we will do it. I'm deeply thankful to those in the third district who have defended me and reached out this week, all three of them, and offered grace and support when I needed it the most. I've learned some humbling lessons these past few days, but I vow moving forward, I will make you proud. Nothing about the hand job, though.
No, you know what she learned? Next time, let's just keep this shit in the house. The fuck we go out in public for?
Right, just stay home.
Right, order some DoorDash.
That's the appeal of it. Doing it in public.
Yeah.
That's the freakiness.
I don't even have that much of a problem with that shit. It's just the being an asshole.
Right.
Once you got caught. Right.
It's the being an asshole. That's what I. It's the vaping. It's the pictures. It's the waving your hands around and being just sit there and grope on each other quietly.
Mm-hmm. Nobody would have gave a fuck.
What respect?
Would bother you.
It's an all ages show. There are kids in the crowd. There are families there.
Notice I said quietly.
Sunday
night. She was grooming those kids.
Right, exactly. And she was disrespecting a fetus that was sitting right behind her by vaping.
She was against all her motherfucking values.
So she doesn't remember the vaping part. She does apparently remember everything else because she didn't deny taking selfies or recording the show on her phone. And she didn't deny the groping part.
Why are you being an asshole?
Well, there's no perfect blueprint.
Can't you just sit there and grope quietly? You can't do that.
It's no perfect blueprint, okay?
I mean, she is a grandmother at age 36. You think she would have learned how to grope quietly in a theater by now? You know, little kids running around all the time. You gotta be able to do it.
Grandma.
Discreetly. Yeah. She's really young for a grandmother. She beat Elton's record by 5 years at least.
Taking flash selfies.
Whole flashes, which means you didn't have enough courtesy to take the flash off.
Let's phrase that right, Talisa. It's not her being groped in a theater. It's her participating in group groping.
It's mutual groping.
It's groping.
Yeah, it's mutual groping.
Everybody's groping.
There was no unwanted groping. All the groping was
I mean, listen, right. Titty sitting like that, you're going to grope. It is what it is.
It's for the groping at that point.
Aren't you supposed to grope in the car, though?
The least amount of judgment I have is for the groping.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, on a scale of offensive shit, like, groping is like a distant five. Like,
yes.
Because it's not like he pulled a titty out. Like, it's not like it was just like a nice, like, girl, when we get back home.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, this is what we gonna. This is, yeah. But yeah, this no, is, it's the ass. She's an asshole.
It is, right. It's foreplay. That groping is basically just the foreplay. Like, yeah. Well, as soon as this show ends, we're going to go straight
yeah,
to.
Yeah, girl. Yeah. I'm going to get some house. Juice out of this Beetlejuice. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
And they sometimes it goes too far in the theater and you got to just leave before the show's over. That happens. You see that at comedy shows a lot. You'll see couples like making out.
Like, shouldn't y'all be fucking somewhere? Yeah. Yes. And then
right. They get up. Why don't you just leave? Just get out. You don't have to stay for the whole show. Just leave.
Yes. We're going to take care of that.
Yes. It's like, why are we still here? Y'all should have left before the people came.
It's right. Time to go. Once this starts, hey, you know we don't have to move.
Also, you know that, right? also like the person sharing his tweet going, he's isolated to titty grabbing. Is at Lauren Bober, he added her, being felt up in a theater full of kids. I like the way you play the game, sir. Okay? You doing it right. Like, be petty. Go as low as they go.
Right.
At her, do the shit they do, because you know good and goddamn well, you're like, damn, look at them titties.
Yeah.
But you sharing it like, I am disgusted.
Yes.
Get those goddamn titties out of my face.
Get them mammograms out of here.
I am a Christian man, and I will not stand for this.
Yeah, you definitely have to run it by the, if this was AOC test, and keep the same energy in the other direction.
Exactly. Like, I love that petty, because I know our side is not disgusted by people grabbing titties. It's just, it's not on the list of things.
Not the problem.
They're the people who are disgusted by it, but throw it in their face. Make them act like you're disgusted. Flop. You know,
Being an asshole. That's the problem, is that she's an asshole.
Because the people I hate the most is the liberal people that do shit like when we point this out, they'll be like, well, first of all, okay, I'm a sex positive person. Right. And I think my problem is with her policies. I don't care if she's at the shame her. We got a chance to get some licks in.
This is the shit that they stand on, not us.
Yeah, that's another thing. You don't want to stand on that, not me.
It's like the end of the movie when all these writers make the fucking good guy not kill the bad guy because he's like, I'm not like you. No, well, shoot this nigga.
Sound a lot like The Rock and Shazam, don't it?
Yeah, shoot this motherfucker. That's what I'm into.
You know, Black Adam is a bad guy. He bad.
Yeah.
Not a good guy.
Okay, you could privately be in your home looking at them titties, but out in public, we pretending to be outraged.
Yeah.
She earlier this year confirmed that her son, 17, is now a father.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ghetto.
So her son might have been on the other end of that theater doing the same shit.
Where'd he get it from? His mama.
Yep.
That's right.
Being fast.
Oh man, those pictures of her and her son. Her son looks like he's about 15 himself, even though he's 17.
This shit is like the Palins. When everybody found out there's basically a trailer park family.
That's her and her kid.
Like, you let this trailer park family run for vice president, motherfuckers.
You sure did.
Terrible.
The son named Track and shit. All the kids named at the NASCAR parks. The fuck?
Track, tire, carburetor.
Brakes.
Try to act like they better than us. Get the
timing
out
belt. What is happening here with these
lying things? About being able to read and shit. I read several publications. Name one.
Alternator.
Shit.
So many.
I think I can see Russia from here.
So many to pick from. Shit.
Motor Trend. I read Motor Trend a lot. That's where I get my kids' names from.
They got a magazine. She was just stumbling in magazines by accident. I read the one about them people. You were talking about People magazine? Yes. Yes.
That's what I said. I said that, right?
Also, that woman down there, Christy Noem or whatever.
She's the governor of Iowa, I think.
So she's been having like this affair with Corey Lewandowski, allegedly.
Mm. Right.
Or I'm not saying you heard it from me, but.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
She's
quiet as kept.
Quiet as kept. She's been having this affair, apparently. And now the shit's coming
for
out.
Years.
She put up the tweet. I love my husband very much. And I retweeted that and said, countdown to divorce in 3.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't put me in it.
Also, the big scandal. Big scandal for Lauren Broward apparently is that her man is a Democrat.
Yeah.
God damn, for real.
Yeah.
Lauren Boebert's mystery man.
Hey man, he just got his eyes on the titties. That ain't gonna change what he does in the voting booth.
Oh, I'm not I'm not against him. I'm just like, damn, everything they stand for is the opposite, man.
Right.
How can y'all so consistently be the opposite of what you talk? It's uncanny. I just assume everything y'all say is a lie.
Right. It's all
I'm anti-abortion. How many abortions have you paid for, man? Just come on and tell me. Just
right. Come on and tell me.
He is a Democrat, apparently. He owns a bar. He's 46 years old. He's 10 years older than her.
Of course he owns a bar.
damn, that whole drag queen shows
used to fucking in bathrooms.
Of course.
According to a well-placed source, it's very surprising. I always thought Quinn was a cool guy and a Democrat. His parents would be horrified because they're definitely blue. Did his parents see the titties out, though?
Yeah, he's like, I am a dim. I'm looking at dim titties, okay? All right, guys.
This is him, I guess, in a candid shot. Two of them walking, leaving
Chad,
the theater.
Was fucked up.
I bet they are having just amazing taboo sex.
Basic, yeah.
Just both of them, just the shame is just driving the levels of ecstasy higher and higher.
To the next level.
He's like, just kissing. You fucking disgust me.
Once outside, Boebert's indignation quickly dissipates as she holds her new lover's hand, dances coquettishly, and twirls for him in the street as they make their
way. Vocabulacious.
A 3-hour drive from Gallagher's home near Aspen, even further. But they weren't. They were going to the hotel.
No, they went. Yeah, they went to Denver, got a hotel room on a Sunday night. Let's have a long weekend. We'll go see Beetlejuice, and then we'll go have hotel sex, or maybe sex first, then Beetlejuice, then more sex. But that was the plan. It was the getaway from her grandkids screaming all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the guy. This Quinn Gallagher is his name, apparently.
They found him out real quick, didn't he?
Yeah, they found out, like, they got his name, they got his backstory. He's got his divorced dad of two kids.
That's probably him leaving a school after voting.
Right.
It's like, yep, just voted a full Democratic ticket.
Yep, he's got the Joe Biden yard sign out front. Biden Harris.
This it's just as shameful that he got found out as she did. Right. Like he just as embarrassed, like, fuck.
He won't tell you who he voted for. He won't like I that's between that's just my it's personal who I voted for. I can't. Gallagher divorced in 2006. I mean, we don't really know his whole backstory, but apparently he's a Democrat and owns a bar. She tweeted, "It's true that I did endure it and thoroughly enjoy the amazing Beetlejuice at the Buell Theater, and I plead guilty to laughing and singing too loud." This is before the video came out. Mm-hmm. Everyone should go see it if you get the chance this week, and please let me know how it ends because she got kicked out.
I love how they TMZ'd her as Andy said, I love when they let the lie cook for a second.
Set her up.
Like, she got kicked out the theater. Okay, guys, I was just laughing too hard, and that theater is way too uptight. Okay, bitch, you want to keep going?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you could have just walked off and not said shit, but okay.
All right.
Remember, you wanted this.
You sure about that, my nigga?
She didn't say anything that it left alone, but they knew people like them want to deny. And it was like, okay,
there's a video of you vaping.
Okay, you wanted this.
I don't remember that. Is that CGI? What happened?
I don't even remember vaping. Yeah, I just remembered they asked me to leave, and I was totally compliant and nice. Here's some footage of you giving us the middle finger.
Oh, you were only vaping. Here's the titty rubbing.
Right.
That's the real reason why you probably got kicked out.
Yeah, then it happens at comedy shows a lot. People get kicked out. They're like, you kicked us out just because we were laughing. Like they literally said, they'll write reviews for the comedy club. We got kicked out because they said we were laughing too loud. It's like, that's not at all.
As a loud laugher, I know that's false.
Zero people have ever been kicked out of a comedy club for laughing.
Right? That's zero. Not a thing.
There was a comic who said that a bar show that she was on kicked her out for ordering a drink from the stage. Yeah. I'm like, a bar kicked you out for ordering alcohol?
Ordering alcohol? Right.
Come on.
Like, is that really what happened? No. You were fucked up.
Right.
You were hammered.
It was like, you've had too many.
You were leaning on the fucking stool.
Right. You fall off stage, it's a liability. Their insurance has to pay for your medical bill. Right. They kick
Give
you
me
out.
A fucking drink.
Right. You tried to go back there with the bartender. You was like, fuck it, I'll make my own drink. They was like, ma'am, you can't go behind the bar.
All I did was order a drink and they kicked me out. Really? A bar?
A bar?
That's literally the object.
Loves to sell drinks.
Huh. That's just, funny because they pay you in drinks. Money?
They actually pay you in drinks.
They pay comedians in drinks. So it's interesting that they would kick you out for
wings and drinks.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's all I did, guys.
Is that all you did?
Well, here's the video. Ah, fuck.
Oh, last night when I was performing, I asked the bartender for a drink and he gave me a mason jar full of bourbon and coke.
Yeah.
A mason jar.
And then you were escorted out.
Then you were kicked out.
At which point did they put you out? At which point T-Rex came over and was like, yeah, I'd like a drink too. Hey, let me go one of the mason jars.
Right. Yeah.
Where do they even or were they out of regular glasses? How they even have
I don't know what was happening, but he made that shit in the mason jar. I was like, what? I mean, okay. By the way, speaking of mason jar, I just bought some moonshine.
Yeah.
Some apple moonshine. It's very good.
I do love me some moonshine.
Yes,
and I'm gonna have a mason jar now when I'm done because it comes in a mason jar.
I love that kind.
You get it from ABC store.
Absolutely. I've always walked right by it, but then when I was in Rehoboth, if y'all check out my name, Randolph Terrence on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere, you see where I was taking the bourbon flight.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was apple pie moonshine.
Yes, and some of them actually have fruit in them. Yes,
we got those in some local North Carolina moonshine people.
I was like, this is tasty.
It's great, yeah.
So I was in the liquor store yesterday, and I was like, can you got moonshine? He was like, yeah, right back there. Mm-hmm. All kind of flavors, $15.
Yeah, people go right past that shit, but it is flames.
I walked right past it, and it was $15 for
something. Yeah, because it's normally on the low shelf, so people go, do-do-do-do-do.
So let me get this, and let me go ahead and get a bottle of rye that I was going to get anyway. So,
hey, Mark, were you muted this whole time? My bad. I just noticed Mark was muted. I was like,
Sorry, man. Speak up.
Damn.
I didn't care because I was actually eating.
Oh, okay.
So I was realized you were muted. I'm eating right now, so I don't need to be
old granddad. I tend to stay away from old granddad. Don't they come in the chat room?
Wait, is that a brand?
I got a cousin.
Don't they come in a plastic bottle?
I got a cousin that makes his own moonshine.
Yeah,
essentially like starter car fuel.
I have
a friend from Tennessee. His dad,
I'll try it.
Works with some guy at an auto mechanic shop that makes moonshine.
First of all, just right there.
Backwoods.
Some guy.
Yeah, some guy.
at an auto mechanic shop.
And he makes his own moonshine in the backwoods of Tennessee.
Oh, he goes in the woods.
And his dad came to visit and brought some moonshine for us. And I tried that shit and I was like, whoosh.
Yeah, yes. My cousins is like that. He always brings it for Thanksgiving.
Chad,
I don't like it when it's hard. I don't like it like that. I don't either.
Here's the thing: they try to put fruit in it to like break it up, and I'm like, that fruit ain't doing shit.
Ain't doing nothing. Just the sugar is just fuel for the alcohol. Yeah. But one time he brought the moonshine, and then he brought one of those a rum cake, and it just tasted like rum. It was like,
yes,
like I was like, this don't, where's the cake?
There was no cake. This was all rum.
Like, how is this even physically possible that
I didn't understand
it can still be solid but taste 100% like liquid rum?
I was like, am I drunk eating this cake? I got drunk
off the cake. I ate a couple bites of that cake and was like, I can't go home yet.
So if you buy that cake, you got to get, they card you for buying the cake.
Right.
I think Peanut did. I said, Peanut, I will never take anything else from you ever again.
And he knew how to fuck people up. He knew it was fucked up because he was smiling when he gave it to me.
Right.
And then when I looked at him like, Peanut, are you serious? He's like, what? I was like, you know what? this is dangerous.
Yeah, I don't like Bacardi 151. There used to be a place that served, I can't remember the name of it. in San Antonio that served these fruity drinks. They were like slushies. That's
I remember.
That's all they served. And they were next
tropical door to something or other.
Yeah, they were next door to a couple places. So of course we would go there, and everybody was like, let's get to 151. I was like, I'm not drinking this shit. It don't even taste good.
Taste good.
I'm drinking this shit. Why are we fucking with this?
Yeah, I don't drink to prove
that I'm rough.
Yeah.
That's not why I drink either. Cause for a long time I didn't drink any type of alcohol or beer. I was like, why y'all drink that shit? That's nasty. And see, I have that, as Miss Smart call it, Negro palate. I like my shit sweet. So yeah, if it ain't sweet, the fuck I'm drinking it for?
I don't like, also then the moonshine, they have moonshine infused maraschino cherries. So it's just a big jar of maraschino cherries in moonshine, which I don't even like maraschino cherries like that. I'm like, I don't know, what am I supposed to do with this?
you just eat them? Like you snack on the cherries?
I guess you just snack on them till you get fucked up.
Probably put them in other things.
I drank some moonshine during the first one. That's what I was drinking.
It reminds me of that Kids in the Hall sketch, the girl drink alcoholic.
Girl drink, yeah.
The guy gets, his friend takes him out to get him drunk. And he orders a girl drink, which comes in like a big glass with like umbrellas and shit.
Yes, that's the best shit.
And he gets hooked on girl drinks. So he's like an alcoholic, but he's going to the closet at work with like a blender and a pineapple. he can only drink girl drink. He's a girl drink drunk.
Girl drink.
Come on through. That's what they kept saying.
It's just a girl's drink.
You can't even taste it.
That girl drink get you drunk fast.
It's a girl.
It do. I like that, and I like anything with the lemon drop.
And I wonder why the girl drinks made for girls gets them drunker fast.
It's weird how strong they are.
They are really strong.
But you can't taste the alcohol. Can't taste it, man.
And it sneaks up on you. And you know what? People think they slick because Roderick Boys, when he was kicking it with his white friends, they used to clown that. And Roderick bought like some kind of sweet girl to drink. That shit got, they drank that shit quick. It was like, oh, but I thought we were too hard for this.
Well, all the, every time I ever drank with white people, the white dudes, and I would order some like sweet thing, it wouldn't take long before they start ordering it too. They like make jokes the first round, like, you fucking Mr. Tom Collins over here. I'll just take a Miller Lite. And then like 5 minutes later, like, hey man, how is that Tom Collins? Man, is it good? I'm like, yeah, it's good.
Right.
Great.
Yeah. Game tasty alcohol.
Brothers like to fuck with you too. They be wanting you to drink, you know, some kind of odd named malt liquor.
Yeah.
You know, won't you drink some of this dragon's foot? I'm like, dragon's foot. Mm-hmm. Right. No. You know, drink some of this toad penis. What? No.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like a blight.
Some of this fighting cock. No, it's called fighting cock.
Yeah.
There's a pretty good bourbon out there called fighting cock.
Yeah.
I had some rot gut bottom shelf fighting cock when I was in college.
That's the kind I know. So I'm like,
I don't know if it's improved since or if it's a different brand now, but we got it at the liquor store up the street from the HBCU I went to. And boy, when I tell you, it was like a dollar. I'm not joking. It was a dollar. And when I tell you, worst hangover I've ever had in my life.
It's not called bottom shelf for no reason.
As I was drinking it, I could feel the hangover coming.
I just Googled fighting cock bourbon, and it seems, I don't know, I'm not a connoisseur, obviously, but it seems like it's not very expensive.
It's not.
This shit was.
But it is pretty good.
Terrible.
Fighting poverty bourbon.
Right. Yeah, like,
for no reason.
As I was drinking it, I was like, they put the CIA put this in the black community.
They're trying to clone Tyrone.
You don't want that. You must have had the top shelf.
Like, I'm not gonna find this when I go to the white side of town.
Mm-mm-mm. They wouldn't even settle their shelves with that.
Try to make the bottle look fancy. I'm like, don't try. Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty basic bottle, but yeah, they have literally a fighting chicken on the one
we had looks like the one that says Amazon. It's the second to the right, I guess, third row down.
This one here.
That's the one.
Is that the
had.
Plastic bottle?
It was plastic. Yeah, it looked like that.
That was your mistake.
It looked like barbecue sauce, but it was alcohol.
Never drink alcohol out of a plastic bottle.
Kentucky bourbon brand barbecue sauce, fighting cock.
This, like, it wasn't this. It looked like this. Right. So, like, the shape of that bottle is what the fuck it looked like.
Yeah. Never drink alcohol out of a plastic bottle.
I agree. Yeah,
I mean, next I was day is going to be shit for you.
This is how I found out that you don't do that.
Yeah, and, you know, people go Top Chef for a reason. We had Top Chef one day. I was like, oh, this is why you spend extra money for the shit that's high up.
You know, I would try the barbecue sauce, Kentucky bourbon barbecue.
I bet it's flames. Now, yeah, I don't mind you fighting the cock on my chicken when I cook it, but I don't want you doing that with my insides.
Yeah, because then you're putting a fighting chicken all over your dead chicken that you just cooked. It's cock on cock. Because they do that with hot sauce flavors are like that. It'll be like, you know.
Yes, they are.
Colon cleanser. There's one called colon cleanser. That's it's a hot sauce.
Yeah, it's called a little cleanse when it's burning your asshole out. That's the cleansing fire.
I don't need endurance tests with my food.
Colon cleaner is what it's called.
Damn.
Colon cleaner hot sauce. Why is that good?
It's all not. Right. Spoiler. Spoiler alert.
I don't mess. I got some of that look like a grenade in here.
I don't mess with hot sauce that the whole point is to make you feel pain.
Yeah.
This one is called Woke Up Gay Again.
I would try that.
That's the point of the hot sauce.
Because it's probably homophobic.
Woke up with the dude, where's my underwear?
Yeah. Ass is burning because you're gay now.
It's called an LGBT pride hot sauce called Woke Up Gay Again. They
Who's
also
got
have,
my pants?
Is it gay in here? Is it just me hot sauce?
These names make me laugh. That's why I would say I would try it just because I know.
Okay. All right. I was wrong. I thought they were trying to make some type of homophobic joke about getting fucked.
They're trying to uplift.
Yeah. All right. I'm with it.
Yeah.
Where's my pants?
Yeah. Colon cleaner is this guy. It's this old bearded guy. I've seen this hot sauce before.
I wouldn't.
Elixir of.
Nah.
Why?
He looks like Shooter McGee's kin.
General's hot sauce is the one I have.
You know what? That right there looked like he sold that on the Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He like he's a snake oil salesman.
Dysentery.
Sold it out of his wagon.
Right. It cleans everything. It cures headaches. It cures it cures the droughts. Mumps, measles,
vapors,
rubella. Try my colon cleansing formula.
That's what that looked like.
You got the rickets,
right? You got rid of the shingles. Hey, you there with the lazy eye? Take a sip of this. Put it in your eye.
It's like the say video. Start arm wrestling. This is the General's. It comes in a grenade shaped.
We got one of them in here.
I got the dark orange red one in the back. The Maple Mayhem, I guess.
It just seems like it's just hot. Like
they got a whole bunch of flavors.
So the one I got isn't just hot; it's actually really fucking good. Yeah, but I can't vouch for these other ones.
Mayhem, that's the one he got.
And I got it because it was funny. I was like, "This is hilarious!" A grenade hot sauce. And then I got home. I was like, "Oh, this shit is actually pretty damn tangy."
Yeah, they got all these flavors. Some of them like Grunt Green. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get mine because I don't think it got none of these fancy names.
The heat rating is 2.5 stars. Yeah, Maple Mayhem on here just says Maple Mayhem with 3 stars out of 5 for heat rating.
Is that?
I don't want nothing called Grunt.
Yeah,
Grunt Green.
That's what I'll be doing on the toilet. I'm good.
And Hua Jalapeno.
The green ones. The green ones are 1 starred.
This is 2. Hua Jalapeno is 2.
These hot sauces were made by
Army.
Right there. Right.
This
underneath.
Is mine. As you can see, this bitch is almost empty.
Yeah.
Danger close. It's good as fuck, too.
It's a good size. It's bigger than I thought it was. Hold it up in your hand. Yeah, it's a good
size. Yeah, that's like a regular size.
Yeah. 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 Pop the top on this. Throw it on some chicken. Get away.
What happened was some like-minded dudes in the Army got together and came up with some hot sauce ideas, and they just named it after a bunch of Army terms.
Shock and awe.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Danger close.
Yeah.
Dead red.
Probably not even Army guys. Probably just people playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
that could be it too.
A lot of Call of Duty.
Damn, I just thought it was a great joke.
Yeah, it's a good size bottle.
If it's Call of Duty, one of the sauces be called the N-word. No but that's the thing. I only buy my hot sauces and my insurance from Generals. Okay. That's right. That's a requirement. And my cereals from the Captain.
Yeah, you gotta have seen some shit to make my hot sauce. You gotta
yeah.
1,000-yard stare.
Oh, that should be the commercial.
There's gotta be that Apocalypse Now.
Does that say shit the bears?
Why staring off into the middle distance?
Yeah, the commercial should be someone giving like a 1-minute monologue from a war movie, like you have
like Patton
light in a man's eyes. Damn.
When he eats hot sauce,
when you're in a tunnel,
bed.
When you're fighting for your life in a pit.
That's what I just said, Randolph. Me and Roderick went to this, I won't say it was like a taco place. I think they closed it.
Yeah.
Where they had hot sauces so hot that you had to sign waivers.
I don't get it. I don't know.
You pass out, I have a heart attack. We're not accountable nor responsible.
I need my hot sauce to enhance the flavor of
Sang.
I don't want to just taste
it.
Did y'all hear about that kid? Did y'all hear about that influencer who died doing the
chip challenge? Yeah.
Then like, did you hear about
T.I.'s son?
Homeless people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about T.I.'s son.
Piece of shit.
So the one chip challenge has been around for a while. They sell it at 7-Eleven. At least maybe they stopped, but it's made by Pocky.
In Texas.
It's a super spicy individual chip in a wrapper. And I guess it shows it's a challenge to show how tough you are, how much you can handle hot things to eat it. I was told once by a comic a year or two ago that people who had COVID and lost their sense of taste would do the one chip challenge to see if they could taste that, because sometimes they still tell how strong it is. It overcomes the loss of taste from COVID. And then, this kid, like teenager, died.
DJ, you did it. First of all, why?
They did it.
Secondly, how bad was it? What'd you do that for? Why?
Yeah, I could do a little bit of spice, but I'm not no spicy person. Roger had that noodles with the bird eye and the flames. I was like, mm-mm.
So this kid died,
he's 14.
T.I.'s kid is paying. He's like paid a homeless person to eat it, and if you can hold out for X amount of minutes, you get the X amount of dollars.
Right.
Oh, he did.
Don't drink any water, and then film him, and then just laugh about it. And the guy didn't hold out. He just like, I can't do this.
That's not funny.
It's not funny at all.
No. So
yeah, I'll give you some money, but you got to dance for me in your bare feet on hot
dance, corners. Monkey dance.
Yeah. Yeah, you're basically your content to me. That's all you are.
What kind of parent raises a child like that? That's what I need to know.
I'm such a good person. One time, a homeless person came up to me and said they would rap for some money. And I just gave him the money and said, please don't rap.
Yeah, don't rap. I don't need you to rap.
How about I pay you double? You don't rap.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's $3 into the conversation, please.
This is the article. This kid, 14 years old, did this chip challenge. I don't know what the cause of death is. I don't know if the spicy food.
It sells just one chip.
Yeah. It's one chip in a box shaped like a coffin.
It's for the challenge.
Nigga, it's one chip.
The box is telling you it's a challenge.
Yeah,
I feel like there was some underlying medical issue and the chip was just the catalyst.
Yeah, I think if you have some other issue, the chip could cause heart issues or whatever.
They gonna sue the fuck out this place because the chip comes in a fucking casket.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, the company already pulled all the chips from
after the kid died. Yeah.
Because they know they're going to lose this lawsuit. So, like, they take it down. Fuck. Like,
well, we put warnings on the box. All the warnings are there.
Right. I feel like the CEO of the chip company is just sitting in his fucking office and someone comes in and just goes, it finally happened. And he just turns off the lights as he backs his shit up. Like, well, we had a good run, didn't we?
And of course, what state is this company from?
Florida. They find him guilty and court. He pulls out a chip and eats it and dies rather than go to jail. Right. Yeah.
I don't know where the main company from, but
Texas?
This particular company is from Texas.
Okay.
Packy? P-A-Q-U-I is the one.
Yeah.
They've been doing this for a few years. Company.
What if they shut down the chip business, but then they when it opens up again, it's the same people running it, but now it's the selling grenade hot sauce.
Yeah.
Right.
That's like it's shaped like a grenade. I mean, come on, guys.
I mean, yeah, you can sell hot sauce that tells you it's called imminent death. Everyone's fine with it. But you sell chip in a casket box. Now you're a monster. That's going to be his defense in court.
It's going to be stomachache passed out at home that afternoon.
It's a recurring thing where just every time someone dies from their business venture, they just start another one.
And rebrand it.
We the chip challenge is over. Okay, somebody died. Open up the grenade hot sauce business. Let's go.
Hey, we got a new bottled water. It's called pond water. It's called
pond scum.
Pond scum.
100% scum.
We dare you to drink this. Yeah.
You old bitch, or you like to drink water?
Yeah, that strokes at men's ego. Well, I'll just be a bitch. The fuck I'm gonna do that for? I'm good.
Right. I'm tough. I'm strong. One. You'll see.
They're going to crackers and they call it crackers can't cracker.
Choke on them crackers. May it just balls of glue and crackers. It just no drink. Sense. Try to challenge. Drink it with no water. Oh, you dead. Okay.
White people love them endurance tests. Why?
Why?
The spokesman for Packy said that they were deeply saddened by the death of Harris Wallabaugh.
Sure,
and express our condolences to the family. While the Packy One Chip Challenge is intended for adults only, we have seen an increase.
That's
in
how they get
usage.
Out of it.
Yeah,
they don't. They make it.
It says it on the box. That's what they say. That's what they tell you. Hey, it's written on the box. I don't know why.
If oh my God, that's so cold. They're like, oh, we deeply regret he died. Now, if he would have read the box, he'd know he had to be 18. But you know, so legally, we're not culpable.
It's on the box. I mean, it says it right there. It says if you're under 18, you can't have this. Put it back.
I mean, they like the instructions is on the can. The price is on the can. I don't understand why it's confusion here. What's happening?
Right. If anything, I'd sue 7-Eleven for selling it to him. I mean, he didn't have a license, but that's just me.
I mean, granted, our chip isn't the shape of a gun that you put in your mouth, but it's just we're just having fun.
You got to be 18 to buy Sudafed. So
yeah, I mean, how's that on me?
Yeah.
I mean, we named our chip, you know, horrible kill yourself only for adults chips. So
sometimes these kids, they stand outside of 7-Eleven and they get an adult to go in and buy a chip for them. You know, they're like, hey, man, can you help me out? And the adult buys a chip. We card the adult and then they give it to the kid. It's not our fault.
Not our fault.
What? That sentence, they eat it till their tongue turns blue.
Also, yeah. Coincidentally, we are no longer selling the chips.
No,
yeah, just, we recalled all the chips. We nothing to do with anything.
Can't sell the chip no more.
It's a separate side note. We rebranded. We're not even a chip company.
Yeah, we sell grenade hot sauce now. I'm honestly surprised you called me about this.
Right.
Somebody murder somebody with a chip and shit. Eat it, motherfucker.
We've been selling grenade hot sauces since September 2023. So that's old news.
Yeah. Now, you want to talk about danger close? I'm your man.
Their package says only the bravest will be able to prove they face the Reaper when they show off their blue tongue after completing the challenge, because it turns your tongue blue if you don't drink water.
You know what else turns your tongue blue?
Death.
Death. not having oxygen flow to your
You know what else turns
your
body
blue? Turn you blue.
A blue icy.
Turn blue with a blow pop. It's not.
Yeah, I'm about to say a blue icy. I'm not passing out a dime from that.
You want a blue tongue? Eat some jelly beans. Like you got right. So many things you can do. They're delicious.
Suck on Jello. I don't understand this. What's happening?
The product's label warned that children, pregnant people, those with underlying health issues, people sensitive to spicy foods, and people who are allergic to peppers, nightshades, or capsaicin.
All allergic to nightshade.
The component of chili peppers that makes them spicy should avoid the chip. People should seek medical assistance if they experience difficulty breathing, fainting, or extended nausea after having eaten the chip. The warning said, that's a long warning for a chip.
And if you think about it, who's not included? That's everybody.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck.
People who happen to be men, women, or non-binary should avoid the chip at all costs. If you're pregnant, nursing, if you have underlying health conditions, if you're fat, if you're skinny, if you're tall
if you're a person of color, if you're white.
Right. If you got a full head of hair, bald head, beard, no beard, glasses, no glasses. Doesn't matter if you just got your nails done. Don't try to chip. If
you have underlying health issues or no health issues at all.
Yeah, if you're perfectly 100% healthy, just passed physical, could join the army today. Don't try to chip; it's gonna kill you.
To be allergic to capsaicin, that would suck. Because
if you're sensitive to peppers,
some hot sauce.
Everyone's sensitive to peppers, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know.
That's what peppers do.
That's what they are.
If you're not sensitive to peppers, go to the doctor. Right? It's something wrong with you.
Worcester County District Attorney Joseph Early Jr. said Wednesday in a post on Twitter that hospitalizations from the one chip challenge have been reported across the country, including amongst teens. I wonder if Hasan Minhaj's daughter had a one chip last fall.
Powder.
If she went to the hospital, the Dublin Unified School District in Northern California told NBC Bay Area that several of its students were sent home because of adverse reactions to the product. While the investigation into the cause of the teenager's death in Worcester County, the Worcester County District Attorney's Office would like to remind parents to research and discuss with your children about the one chip challenge. Parents, he added, should advise their kids not to partake in this activity. I mean, should they age restrict it? Like, does 7-Eleven or whoever have to card the kids? Or can anyone buy it? Because they say don't partake in it. It's for sale. It's a chip. You know? Right.
Yeah, it's a chip. Yeah. There's no age restriction or anything like that.
And y'all know what? Last time I checked, whenever I went to go get some chips, the chip wasn't individually lined in like a bag. Like, you open it up and the chip is like, I'm in my own individual. No, even Pringles is like, once you pop, you can eat all the chips. So it's a problem here.
You know what they need to do is they need to put the chips underneath that glass container that when you lift it up, an alarm sounds off.
Yeah.
Like they do with the razors.
Right.
Lock them up.
Just lock up the
ding
chips.
Dong, ding dong. Ding dong. That way a worker comes around and be like, you look old enough.
Yeah.
them chips and the black women's hair products in the same section, apparently.
The chip has all these warnings on it. Where's the way, pictures
it looks,
here?
By the way, it looks disgusting. Just looking at that chip, it looks disgusting.
That's the kid's family. They had a vigil for him. There's the warnings. Keep out of reach of children. Intended for adult consumption. Do not eat if you're sensitive to spicy. All this shit is on the back of the box. After touching the chip, wash your hands with soap and do not touch your eyes or other sensitive areas. Seek medical assistance should you experience difficulty breathing, fainting, or extended nausea. That's a lot for a chip.
Ain't it though, for a chip?
Yeah, it's one, literally one chip that's wrapped like a condom. It's like in its own wrapper. Samantha said, was he black? Warning. He was black. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's pictures of him. There's him playing basketball. He was 14 years old. I mean,
man, sad.
You know, and again, he's an athlete. So it's not like he seemed to have any underlying health conditions.
But he wasn't. Well, he wasn't
check,
a, he
check
wasn't
the
a
warning.
Adult.
Check the warning.
Wasn't out of reach of children.
Check the warning.
And we don't know if that's what they still haven't released the cause, but it seems coincidental that right after he ate the chip, he fell ill and never recovered. This is the front of the box. It's got a snake. It's like a bad tattoo. It's got a skull going in and out of a snake.
I just want to be the prosecution.
Looks like a tattoo from that movie. What was that movie? Starship Troopers.
I just want to be the prosecution because they're going to have an easy day. Just hold up the box. Right, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I rest my case. They killed him.
Yeah, like does anyone on the jury want to try the one chip challenge? That's our whole case.
Oh, coincidentally, no one wants to try it.
No, I've never seen these chips.
Well, they sell
life.
Chips and then they sell the one chip challenge one.
Yeah, the regular chips are spicy, but they're just spicy the way chips are spicy. And the one
Let's
chip is next.
Go
level.
Buy some chips to you can't buy them. Interesting.
Right. Right. They're not for sale anymore. Interesting.
I would do the ones in the purple. Then keep the loved ones though.
Chili limon. fiery chili. Yeah, this one, the one in the coffin box says extreme heat right on top.
Yeah.
Scan the, so you got to scan a QR code for the full warning.
See, the, what?
Y'all shouldn't even be selling this shit.
Chance. I mean, is that serious? Like, I'm going to see if I can scan it through this picture. I'm going to see if it'll come up.
Y'all probably not.
The full warning.
No, it won't come up, come through. Yeah, wait, it did scan it.
Did it scan?
Yeah, it did scan it. It's the same warning that's on the box, though.
Okay.
Okay. I thought but it was something extra.
It takes you to a packy website or web page that has that warning. And at the bottom of the page,
looking at that goddamn warning, they're just eating.
At the bottom of that page, it has
ugly ass chip.
And it has like a locator so you can locate the chips, I guess.
While people giggle.
Packy.com/OCC warning is the website. So
well, that warning is there to cover them legally.
Yeah, that's
care.
It.
They don't care if you read it or not.
This is the warning, but then you can scroll down and locate the chip. You can hash.
Here's the warning. Now here's how you find it.
I find it. What, yeah, this is like
challenge. I'm old because I'm like, why? Who? What? This don't make sense.
Content.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is. It's any, if you put challenge after anything, you'll see people on TikTok trying it. You know, that's why I always say you should do a vote Democrat challenge and just, you know,
yes.
I did it. Yay. Like my post.
Content.
If you click locator, I'm assuming it says there's nowhere to buy. Oh, no, it they're regular chips you can locate, but they don't have the one chip anymore.
Isn't that weird?
They took it all the way down. Weird?
How it's gone on the website all of a sudden.
Right. Can't find it in Sterling, Virginia, which is where it thinks I am. So, yeah, you got the salsa verde chips, the nacho cheese, all the regular flavors still available. Now,
I've had the nacho cheese ones. Those are freaking delicious.
That sound good.
They should have just stopped there.
That's how they get you. That's how they get you.
Hey, you like our nacho cheese chips?
Trusting their name. Well, Pacquiao, it's good shit. You start trusting their name.
Did the nacho cheese ones have a warning on them?
No.
I'd say
none that I saw.
So you think our chips are delicious, but are you a man? Huh?
You like sweet alcoholic drinks. I hope I heard wrong.
Are you a man's man?
That should be the warning on the one chip. Like, not intended for bitches.
Right. Little baby back bitches like you might not like these chips, but grown men do. It's a great business model because men are stupid enough to buy it.
Yep. Well, that's like Duke Cannon products say, not for clowns. If you look at the back, it says not for, oh, I'm not a clown. I'm cool.
And I got some Duke Cannon soap in our bathroom right now.
Yeah. Do you feel like a man when you're done?
I smell like cigars and earrings.
Yeah,
and glitter. And see, this is why y'all cologne is like action. You're like, right. What the fuck? How does it?
It's not the cologne. It's not the cologne. It's the deodorant.
It's deodorant.
And they're named after. They're named after like fucking like military missions.
Yeah.
Steel Gray.
Yeah. Arctic Front. Headlock.
All of it is thick too. Like, like I use the Duke Cannon face lotion. It's SPF 30. I like it. It a little goes a long way because you put too much on. It is actually very thick and you can kind of feel it on you. But all their stuff is like thick or that extra soap strong. Is thick.
I use the liquid soaps and they have a version that is thick. It's like thick soap.
Yeah, the thick soap.
And you know, I do like them thick. So I said, come on through, buddy. Spell my soap with two C's.
Why does that look like beer in the soap?
It is beer soap.
Oh,
Bush beer soap. It has beer as an ingredient in the soap.
And they call them bricks of soap. If you get the solid, if you get the bar, they call it a brick.
Try to kill somebody with the soap.
I mean, I got some soap that got bourbon in it. So
I got some. Shaving cream like that.
I mean, do they gonna come up with mojito? They'll never come up with the shit I want.
Yeah, bourbon is just like a sweet smell. Like this is Budweiser soap. If you're boycotting Anheuser-Busch products because of the Dylan Mulvaney thing, you can do the Budweiser Duke Cannon soap. So they have
they do have other like just the liquid soaps are all like you know, tobacco and motor oil.
Right. Child, women don't want to smell that bullshit. I don't know why y'all think we want that bullshit.
Because you lying. Because you absolutely have, when I got out the shower after using this soap, been like, ooh, you smell good. Right? So they know you better than you.
That's yep. the thing. I guess they do.
It delivers. Like, they have the one called Naval Diplomacy. I don't know what that means, but I like the smell of it.
Yeah, they're very pungent soaps too. That's the thing. Like, compared to, like, if you go to the store and buy soap, it won't make you smell like this.
Yeah. Mm. I like the Buffalo Trace. I don't know what that is. I don't like Old Glory. That smells like
Buffalo Trace is a bourbon.
Well, the soap smells good.
It's a bourbon.
Buffalo Trace sound like where General Custer got killed.
Yeah, right. It's a bourbon.
I've never seen this one. Trophy Game.
That's hilarious.
I've never seen that one in the store, but I would try it. And
yeah, I'm almost out of soap. I'm finna order these, Andy.
This one got rum in it.
Mm-hmm. Trophy Game.
And this one has bourbon in it.
They also have the bourbon one. I've had a few bourbon soaps before. It just has like a sweet smell to it. It's
the bourbon ones are fine.
Yeah. They don't
have ginger mule.
That high viscosity body wash midnight swim. It's a good one.
Not
too.
The midnight swim.
Mm-hmm.
The thick high viscosity.
Yeah. You need that.
Here's
viscosity.
My thing. How can you be thick and have a high viscosity?
Yeah.
They figured out a way.
I'm not gonna nerd out on y'all right
see,
now.
If you go to the thick in a box four pack.
Thick in a box. Okay. It's my thick in a box.
You can find out for yourself, because you can get the Naval Diplomacy, the Bay Rum, and you can get the Midnight Swim and the Bourbon Oak Barrel. That's a one-time, eggnog.
It's
like an $80 value or something.
Yeah, I mean, you could smell like a man for months doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They also have beard wash and all that kind of stuff too. It's all like that. It's all like extra manly, just so you know. They all say on the back, not for clowns. That's a big thing that they say.
Not for clowns. Not for busters.
Mm-hmm. Not for mark ass busters.
Right.
Are you a mark ass buster?
I this feel like so. if they were to have a commercial.
Not for herbs.
It'd be Sam Elliott narrating it.
Yep.
I'll let it hear him say that.
Mufflers.
Not for thick ass busters like you.
Are you a buster? Well, change the channel.
No herbs allowed. Yeah. This is a herb free zone.
Hey, herbs, leave the room right now. This commercial's for real men. This is called the best damn beard wash, and it says not for clowns on the back. But it's got soybean oil. It's got barley and wheat. What the hell? They just throw barley and wheat in everything.
Like, imagine Sam Elliott just reading that description. And then at the end, he goes, best damn beard wash.
Best damn beard wash.
Not for clowns.
Are you a man? Let me ask you a question. Are you a bitch? Yeah, they got beard oil, beard balm. It's a whole thing. And everything is, it's because it's military too. Military, a portion of proceeds go to U.S. veterans. I think it's military or veteran owned. So all of it is about like manly shit. But, you know, it's good. I use their products. So
Duke Cannon.
Hey, you want to have some beer smelling soap, Bush, perhaps? Are you man enough for Bush beer soap made in the USA?
Like, Duke Cannon, you won't get a hose with this one, guys.
I'm not man enough. Sorry.
Are you a Democrat, but you want to attract a Republican congresswoman?
Don't know how to do it.
And grow her titties.
Yeah, no one has a problem with that. It's because you're an asshole.
Yep.
So, no, actually, you can't use this soap because this soap's not for assholes.
Not for clowns or assholes.
No clowns allowed.
Do you want to smell like gunpowder?
Let's do some emails, Andy, and wrap this out.
All right, we're not going to get to all the emails because we have too many. Right. We'll get to a few, and you know, we'll just do the ones that are not, that are emails and not comments, because everyone on Patreon can just read the comments. We did, by the way, today get two emails from Infrared Crypto with beats.
Okay.
We have like seven beats. We'll hold that till maybe Wednesday night. So we'll get into, let's get to a couple of these emails. So Nicole sent us an email. UPS drivers is the title. Hello, 3GO. Back in college, I worked as a seasonal helper for UPS drivers. I only lasted about 2 weeks. I started helping at 8 a.m. I wouldn't get home till about 8 p.m. It was cold in the truck, a lot of lifting boxes, and it was some hard-ass work. One day it was raining, and that was the day I quit, LOL. I spent about $60 on work boots for this job, and it wasn't worth it after I slipped. The driver said that seasonal helpers don't last long. After that, I realized just how hard they work for us to get packages. We were allowed to stop one time during the 12 hours to eat and pee for 30 minutes, so I just didn't drink a lot of water because I did not want to hold it so long.
Right.
That seems like a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
I think my brother did that 1 year. He did the seasonal, like work. November into January, the seasonal UPS work, because they need a second guy on the truck.
Very, very hard work.
I think they pay pretty well from what I remember.
They do. They pay great. I remember when I was a waitress and one of the girls that worked with us, she had been working for them for like 20 something years, and she would be talking about how physical it was and how, and she was a small lady. She was like, I didn't think I was going to make it. And they didn't think I was going to make it, but I did. I was like, child, no.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I just had an email. Rob sent us a message. Rob sent us a message saying, hey, everyone, I saw DL's commentary on the way people ask about Biden's age and thought it was poignant. The link goes directly to that part of the conversation. We were talking about people, basically getting on Biden for being too old, but not really getting on, you know, the others like Trump. So let me pull up this video.
All of them old. What are we talking about here?
So this is from, I guess, DL's podcast or someone else's podcast he was a guest on.
One last thing on just the political side, because I love when you speak politics as well, man.
Well, I listen to this. Joe Biden, yes, good.
Too old for a second
term.
Here's
the thing that's funny to me. And this is, you know that... there are 13.1 million jobs created in the United States of America in 2 years, right? 13.1. Most, when people say, oh, Trump, he did more for the economy, not true. He had the seventh largest economy. And Jimmy Carter had a larger economy than so you'll say things. Everybody talks about inflation. Inflation in the United States of America is lower than any of the other G7.
Mm.
He passed legislation that no one's ever passed in 2 years. So when you say to me, is he old? Then I asked you what the, like, because what you want. But this level of efficacy, you've never seen. Right. No one's ever seen people pass legislation on guns, on climate, even right now, manufacturing construction. This is not me. You can Google it right now. It's up, I think, 30, 40, 50%. So he bought manufacturing back. These transportation bills, builders are hiring people and infrastructure is being built. That's governance. Why is inflation, which was a global problem, lower in the United States of America? Why? Hmm. It's got to be governance. When you talk about what he hasn't done or done for black people, there are more black women and people who was appointed to the federal judiciary than any time combined in America's history. And judges make it happen. There are more people who are reflective of different experiences. So when I say what I say, it's from an information perspective. I believe what I believe. I don't believe that sitting on the sideline is the answer. And I'm going to make the most viable, the most informed decision I could make. But if you tell me he's too old, I ask you, George Bush was a young man. What the fuck happened?
Right.
Donald Trump was 3 years younger. What the fuck happened?
Mm-hmm.
So if all the dudes who are winning championships these days are old ass coaches.
Right. I hear you.
So it's
Big Boys podcast.
And more than him being old, if you're asking in the Senate, why is the leader of the Senate older than him? Why are there men in the Supreme
Court? Before they block our video for playing their whole show.
But also, while you're on that page, can we look into the super low cash out rates for homeowners? Because there's interesting things. I'm thinking about getting, I'm thinking about getting them cashing out.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
LendGo.
Goddamn AI robots.
Right. I don't even see the girl on here anymore.
Right. She probably don't even work there.
Right. She probably doesn't even exist. She's an AI model.
All right.
Some actor.
Super low cash out rates for homeowners. Click on her picture and you'll never see her again.
Right.
Rod, like, I think maybe it's time to buy a house.
What does that picture even have to do? Is that who's in the neighborhood? Like, what does that even have to do with what they selling?
Is she local in my area? What happened here?
And then when you go to some white person's radio show, it's a white lady.
Yep.
Right, yeah. It's Laura Bober in that dress.
It's a white lady in the picture. Oh, is this what I'm living by? Okay.
Are you a man? Do you own a house? A thick house?
Not a thick house.
TPS sent us an email, the Woke File 64, which was a week or two ago. Really quick, Ava can go to Howard, then go to Tuskegee because it is the HBCU veterinarian school.
Okay.
So there you go. Cheers, Ms. Smart, HBCU advocate. And then we got it. Maybe we'll end on this one. We got an email from Phil Titties in the chat.
Bill Titties.
Instagram model has an accident at a BBL/lingerie basketball game.
Oh, man. Yeah. This is sad.
Roger talked.
You might not want to play this. This is a pretty gruesome looking injury.
Oh, she has an injury? Oh shit. Injury?
Yeah, like her entire leg just snaps, basically.
Oh, okay. No.
Well, I'll just read what the email says. 3GO and crew, I peruse the BBL Instagram model community. And one of the models I follow posted a leg break accident she had at a lingerie basketball game. Thought I'd send it to the show. She seems to be in good spirits and on the road to recovery.
Yeah, Roger followed his leagues.
Yeah, so he's talking about Thicky Minaj. She got hurt in the Buns and Basketball League last week. Mm-hmm. I was a little surprised she posted the injury because it's so gruesome. But they did go to the hospital and checked on her. They gave her flowers and all of that stuff. The other girls are in the comments, you know, making sure that she, you know, wasn't alone. It was, to me, this is the injury that rocked my world last week. Even more so than Aaron Rodgers. Everybody was talking about Aaron Rodgers.
I'm like, about this.
Yeah, I'm like, what about Thicky Minaj, ESPN? Y'all just going to ignore the real?
This athlete?
Right. You telling me the BNBA can't get no damn love out here?
Oh, I just watched the video. Yeah, that's what it looks like, a football injury. It looks like one of those.
Yeah.
You know, someone rolls up on your leg, it goes the wrong way.
You got to go to the ESPN, the Ocho, to get that news coverage.
I just get it all from IG, but talk about structural integrity. I believe the BBL was just doing too much on the fulcrum of her knee. And because she wasn't going that fast, and she tried to change direction. And I just think her joints were not designed for that much luggage, you know?
Right. Yeah. It seems like perhaps she didn't have the right shoes, perhaps, or the right, the floor was a little slippery, or
it's like an inertia thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's sad to see her go out like that. She was one of my favorite up and coming players. She's kind of like the Zion Williamson of the league. But there is another woman that plays that's like the hot sauce of the BBNB. And I don't like her because her bun's not that big. And she's too good at basketball.
Yeah, she's like, I'm out here really playing.
It's not that fun watching her play, because she be destroying them girls.
I'm not here for the basketball.
Yeah, she's like making her play real defense and shit. Right. I'm like, I didn't come here for this.
Like, I watched her cross a woman up, split the double team, and then go to the rack and hit a right-hand layup. And I'm like, girl, you are out here for the wrong reason.
And did she walk up the court like in the Today Was a Good Day video? Like,
she walked up the court looking at her hand like Steph Curry and shit. Like, I can't believe. I'm like, girl, we're not here for that. Doing.
We got one more message. Rob sent us a message, which I think we had it in the chat. I don't think we talked about it on the podcast, but it was the clip of the guy, Tyler, something, I forget his last name, Danucci, who was arguing with Brianna Joy Gray on some podcast and left her speechless. Because she's very much you know, let's bash Biden at all costs. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
she's on some like, I won't vote shit.
Yeah. So this is what he said to her. It's a minute long clip and she's kind of speechless at the end.
You're on the left. You can acknowledge a W in the instances you get it while still pushing for more. I mean, a perfect example is what's happening in Minnesota right now. Minnesota has a one seat Democrat majority. We got universal free school meals, legal weed, carbon free electricity by 2040, tax rebates for the working class up to $1,300 if you make under $150,000 a year, 12 weeks paid family leave, 12 weeks paid sick leave. They banned conversion therapy. They did red flag laws for guns. They did universal background checks for guns. They did automatic voter registration. Public free college if you make under 80K, a ban on PFAs,
just quiet.
Chemicals, $2.2 billion increase in K-12 school funding, sectoral bargaining for nursing home workers. These things are all not little wins. They are huge wins. And I still see
resistance,
like we're back in 2016 or something, where people are like, nope, Democrats and Republicans are either equally bad or actually jujitsu move, Republicans are the lesser evil. And I think it's idiotic. It's doomerist. It's nihilist. It's people who are refusing to acknowledge reality. And they'd rather narrative hump all day talking about Democrats are so bad, Democrats are so bad, Democrats are so bad. But oh yeah, I'm a leftist.
Say that.
Just to that point.
And she just pivots right back to what they always do, which is student debt. He didn't forgive all the student debt. So she just ignores everything he said, pauses for like 3 seconds.
Ate her ass up. She's such a grifter. I remember I called her the Candace Owens of the left. And it went a little bit viral on Twitter and all these people were in my mentions. I just muted it because I didn't give a fuck. But yeah. Before I muted it, there was a guy who was like, you would say this about a black woman that did. I'm like, how is she different?
Yeah, right.
She you know what Candace Owens telling me to do? Not vote Democrat. Right. You know what Bree telling me to do? Not vote Democrat. And I find that the way they articulate their points to be similarly offensive to me as a black person.
Mm-hmm. But let's go back to student debt.
Right.
Going back to the student debt point.
And they're not used to being challenged. That's the other thing that's such bullshit about them, because it's a grift. You look at her Patreon. She's making a shit ton of money being the black voice of the white nihilism on the left. Like you can make a lot of money doing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go, when they get confronted by people that know what the fuck they're talking about, it looks like this.
Yeah,
that's why they spend their time in that information silo bubble all day just being like, yeah, because because fuck old ass Biden, right? Yeah, fuck him.
Yep.
Joe Biden just passed reparations for black people. I mean, yeah, but I mean, fuck him. Okay. But how much reparation?
He could have did it with an executive order.
Right. Yeah. I think Donald Trump would have got us the reparations too. He gave us the stimulus check. Like, it just turns into something like that that's very lowbrow, uninformed, and they're always just co-signing each other. So, I love that when she stepped out, she got smacked down real quick. She probably won't be doing no more of them appearances, but she got smacked down real quick by somebody that just knew a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's I don't know the guy, Tyler DiNucci, but that's Crystal Ball. She's like a left, but she's sometimes criticizes Biden and all them too. Yeah. It's their podcast. I think it's like Crystal and Tyler, blah, blah, blah podcast.
They weren't ready for Tyler. He came with the receipts.
Crystal and Kyle. Tyler Nishi is the one who tweeted it. Kyle is the guy on the podcast. I can't remember Kyle's last name, but Crystal and Kyle podcast. Crystal, Kyle, and friends. But they're supposed to be friendly. So Brianna Joy Gay probably thought, oh, this is going to be a friendly conversation.
And also, there's so many people that it's just very performative for them to try to act like there's this middle ground of like, I can got smoke for the Democrats and the Republicans. And I'm so goddamn sick of it. Cause it's, if you have smoke for Democrats, it should be incense smoke. If you have smoke for the fucking Republicans, it should be fire smoke. And the fact that that you think it's supposed to be some level of even is pissing me off, man. It feels like when, you know, when like your parents get a divorce because your dad cheated on your mom and you're mad at your mom. It's like, what kind of shit are y'all doing? Be mad, but be mad in the appropriate way then.
Yeah. Just have a level head about it. It's an easy problem. It's an easy equation and they try to complicate it. Side note, if Duke Cannon had a scent called Forest Fire Smoke, I'd buy it.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I'd probably buy that shit. Yeah, they always like it doesn't hold up to any scrutiny, all these leftist talking points, especially when they try to say Trump would have been better or Trump did better. Mm-hmm. She even had a thing on that same conversation where she said, if Biden was 10 times better than Trump, I still wouldn't vote for him or something like that. And
stupid.
It's like, oh, so you're not even here to have a good faith conversation. Mm-hmm. Then.
Right.
Stupid shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, she's still out there. I have her muted on Twitter.
I have her muted too. She still kind of pops up.
People dunk on her and screenshot her. Sometimes I'll still see her shit. She's still out there doing it.
Right.
That whole world of grifters is her and a handful.
And they won't even let you call her the Candace Owens of the left.
Yeah, they won't let you call her a grifter.
Right. Yeah, I called her. Yeah, she's such a grifter. It's not even close. I just, I think I would respect it if the grift was better, but it's such a low bar grift. I could have done this.
Quick side note before we wrap up. Terrell Owens and Stephen A. Smith have been going back and forth on Twitter today.
Is that what that was about?
Because remember, Stephen A. Smith had some quotes about how Max Kellerman, the ratings were bad and he blah, blah, blah. And then people were like, here's why he really hated Max Kellerman. It was
everything changed after that.
Max is blacker than you. I'm in the streets. And then Stephen A. Smith went on a little rant. Hey, T.O., I know shit about you behind the scenes that you don't want me to talk about that. The things that you did to brothers over the years. And then Terrell Owens has tweeted back, behind what scenes? Again, man, I'm not worried because I stand on my character and who I am. You better come with some facts and not just hearsay and anonymous sources, because that's not going to fly. And then Kyrie Irving steps in and replies, can y'all call each other like grown mature men and clear the air?
Not you. Kyrie Irving. That's hilarious. People.
Kyrie Irving is going to be the peacemaker in this dispute.
Oh, man.
He putting the Jonathan Majors.
I can't think of anybody worse to try to defuse the situation, because Stephen A. hates Kyrie.
Right. He goes, at Stephen A. Smith, can y'all call each other like grown, mature men, which means he's saying he's not mature, and clear the air without all the extra social media back and forth. Get what you need off your chest and move on. #, there are more important things to do.
Sign Chief Hyla. What the fuck is the signature?
Oh, this is his signature. Chief Hyla. He has like the fingers crossed infinity sign. I don't know what that emoji is. What is that?
Is that a rocket ship? What the fuck is happening?
Is it a rocket ship?
What's wrong with him?
Is that a bottle of alkali water? The fuck is this?
What's going on?
What is happening?
I don't know what's going on.
Is that an unk?
What is a feather?
It's a feather.
Yeah. Okay, it's Native American roots. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know what the cross finger. Who knows?
The cross fingers, infinity, feather.
So he's got, and that cross fingers is in his username as well.
Is that hope for the future? Is that?
I guess.
I don't know.
I don't. I'm reaching. Weird. I'm reaching.
So, I guess I'm assuming T.O. will come on First Take at some point.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think this shit ain't got too personal.
Yo don't like that motherfucker.
Yeah. Stephen A don't like bring on people that genuinely they don't like each other.
Yeah.
Right.
He brings on people that they like each other. They can do a sports argument. But if he genuinely don't fuck with you, you're not getting the invite back.
Right.
Shout out to Howard Bryant.
And I don't think T.O. would go back on. Yeah. And Howard was a guy that he was, this is my brother Howard.
Yeah.
But he all made Howard him look. Howard did was just talk some real shit. And all of a sudden,
the invites dried up. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. This back and forth with Stephen A. Smith, I guess it's just a couple back and forth for today, but Terrell Owens did respond. And then Kyrie Irving, peacemaker. Hey, guys, you're too good for this. Call each other like grown mature.
I've already forgotten what this is about.
Wouldn't it be something like, you know, Stephen A. and Terrell Owens are like, Kai, shut the fuck up.
Oh, I know it's about.
Trying to do something. Shut up.
I know it's about. Stephen A. did an interview on a podcast where he shit on Max Kellerman again.
Yeah.
Okay, that brought it back.
No reason at all.
And then
I don't know why. At first, I thought it was over that the Jim Trotter shit, but it actually ain't really got nothing to do with that.
Yeah, someone then posted this. This is why he doesn't fuck with Max Kellerman, and it's T.O.
Shit.
on the show.
I'm in the streets. Max almost seems blacker than you, Stephen A. with what he's coming.
It was over at that point.
With all due respect, my brother.
I'm just saying, dog.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to check you right now. You don't cross the line.
I'm just saying.
Tommy. Wait a minute. You don't cross
the line. Okay. So T.O. quote tweeted that with facts. And then Stephen A. Smith today responded twice and said, I know I got some shit on you about what you've done. And right. I'm going to, you know, you better watch your mouth. And then, you know, it all kind of escalated from there.
It was over for Max Kellerman at that point.
Yeah.
A lot of black people jumped into the mentions. Was like, yeah, that's.
Yeah. Cause he slept on Black Lives Matter. Right. He thought it was just a passing thing that was going to go away. And it wasn't. Max was right.
Yeah, he was.
Stephen A. Smith, maybe I should dedicate the entire Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on YouTube this Monday to all the things you tried, Sister T.O., to do behind the scenes to brothers over the years while claiming someone is more of a brother than others. Let me think about that over the next 24 hours. Hashtag sick of this. Hashtag sure. Enough.
Sure.
And that's where T.O. jumped in.
Listen, I'm an Eagles fan from back in the day, okay? I know Terrell Owens 100%. Shit on Donovan McNabb and pulled the race card when it really wasn't even fucking true.
Right.
But tried to make McNabb sound like some type of sellout because he wanted a new contract and the Eagles owners weren't giving T.O. a new contract. So then he tried to be like, well, y'all paid Donovan McNabb, coon, Uncle Tom ass. So that's probably what Stephen A. Smith's going to bring up because Stephen A. was also a Philadelphia area reporter during that time.
Yeah.
So he has his sources and connections. That still ain't got shit to do with this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we're not upholding T.O. because we think T.O. is a paragon of virtue. We think what T.O. said to your face that day was what every black person been wanting to say for that too. So, yeah, who cares if T.O. is a bad person? Why is Max blacker than you should bother you every night?
And it seems to actually bother him a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, it bothered the shit out of him. That's why the countdown started on Max's ESPN working with Stephen A. Smith right then and there.
Yeah. So that's where they are now. And Stephen A. Smith is pondering whether to spend all of Monday talking about T.O. and airing him out.
Ahead. It's not going to matter.
All
it does is make Stephen A. Smith look small.
Yeah. Right. I think also doing it on his podcast is just content. So if he does it or not, it doesn't matter. I would love to see him bring it up on Monday with Shannon. Cause I want to see, I want some mess. I want to see what Shannon going to say. Cause they haven't had to really talk about race that much with Shannon, whenever Shannon and Steven on, cause you know, that's just mostly sports highlights.
They could talk about Jim Trotter, but they ain't going to talk about that.
Yeah. I would love to see that too.
You know, Shannon knows Jim Trotter, I'm sure.
Yeah. I would love to see what Shannon got to say about Jim Trotter.
Yeah.
I listened to that.
Likely the same shit we're all saying.
I listened to that. One, I listened to you and Dave's Iron talk about it.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Thank you.
And then also I listened to that Stephen A. clip you sent me the other day.
Listen.
And it was exactly what I thought he was going to say.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Both sides are bad. You should expect this, you know.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous. That's what he does.
But he did promise that next time he sees Jerry Jones, he's going to ask him, did he say that shit to his face? And
oh, because Jerry will tell you the truth.
Yeah, I'm holding him to that, though, because that's going to be some good TV.
Yeah, Jerry will tell you the truth.
Yeah. That's my friend. You know, he got to tell you that to start off. That's my man. Okay, everybody knows me and Jerry. Go back. You're like, okay. You're not going to hold him to the fire.
No.
but I low-key agree with him that what Jerry said is racially insensitive, but that that Bills owner is just racist. It don't matter. It's a distinction with very little difference to me as a black person. In the long run,
it don't really matter.
Yeah, don't really matter. But okay, but that was accurate. Go back to Africa is just racist.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Did we lose Andy?
I think we lost Andy.
But it's still recording, though, right?
Yeah, it made me
it's
the host.
It's still recording.
It's still live on YouTube. It just made me the host.
Okay.
Do I have my stuff to end?
Hopefully
no,
you can
I
come
just
back.
Have one thing to end.
Oh, damn.
Here. It did say stay. I heard
recording stopped.
I heard that, too. Uh-oh.
Yeah, the white lady let us know she left the building.
Man, what the hell?
Is he okay?
Yeah.
Did he get the rain that Mark got? What's happening here?
Uh-oh. His internet just dropped.
Oh.
I said Big Stephen A took him out.
Well, shit, we need to figure out how to save this so he don't lose everything.
Kind of have to wait for him to come back to make sure.
On my phone.
I forgot what it's talking. Oh, Stephen A.
Yeah.
That motherfucker was parsing the fuck out of them damn statements, dog. He was like, racism is bad, but
yeah, we're still
if
on.
You ask somebody about the racism at their job, you might get fired, and they shouldn't, but they will. So it's not your fault, but I like you. I like Jim Trotter. A lot of integrity. I heard a number of good things. Not really my friend.
Yeah.
But there's other people who are my friend that do fuck with
Jerry Jones.
Yeah. Like, it was just so much shit to avoid having an actual opinion on that shit.
All right, so what do I do, Andy?
I'm gonna try to get back on with a hotspot.
Oh, okay.
Okay. See if it works.
Did we lose anything once you went? It made me the host.
Are you the host right now?
It says I'm with Say. It said it made me the host, and we're live on YouTube.
But it doesn't say recording.
Lost. We'll be back on YouTube. We'll be available on YouTube. So if you close out the call, I'm
pulling
off YouTube anyway. So we're going to
YouTube
to this for the backup.
Okay. Well, then we were getting ready to wrap up anyway because I was like, I got things to do.
Yeah, fuck it. I guess wrap up because I'm it's not this slow. It's just gone.
Yeah.
So. Oh. Trying to raise a daughter.
I gotta call. Can y'all hear Andy talking?
We heard him earlier.
Yeah,
he can hear.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you got. If you have me on speaker, I guess they might be able to hear.
Yeah,
they can hear hear you.
Well, y'all listen to me talk to Dave. It's free for the freeloaders. Y'all go ahead and check it out. It's my
woke file.
My woke file with Dave Zirin. Y'all check it out. I started calling it underground file. I don't know why I did that. I got this underground comedy thing in my head tonight. Thanks everybody for coming in with us on this Thursday. We appreciate y'all as always. Thank you, Rod and Karen.
Thank you.
Brother Mark. Thank all of you for showing us your faces. Thank you, Raphael, for coming through. Thank you, Tanya, for coming through. Thank you, Carrie, be safe on that road. You know what it is.
Please do. And before you go, we want to thank everybody for showing up to the live show last week. We got to see Dr. April. We got to see Tanya. We got to see a lot of your fans in person. It was just beautiful. So I was like, before we go, I just wanted to tell everybody, we appreciate y'all for
thank you
coming out and seeing us last Saturday. We had a wonderful, wonderful time seeing y'all.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm upset we missed it, but, you know, we was up here. Next time.
Yeah.
Oh, Andy.
Oh, Andy's back.
Oh shit!
I just turned on. I just turned
on. You gotta unmute him.
Yeah, unmute yourself. Oh, I have.
You gotta do it. Yeah, right now.
No, I got. I'm the captain again.
Okay. The general hot sauce is back.
I'm the captain now.
Away from me.
So I don't know what's gonna happen with the recording. I guess the whatever, because it's not recording anymore, except for on YouTube. So I'll pull that to catch what we missed. I had to turn my phone's hotspot on, so I'm on my phone's internet right now.
All right.
So,
well, I'm sure it's so there. Long, but, well, yeah. We already recorded and saved the other one, right?
The other one is saved. Yeah, the other one's recorded and saved, and then.
Well, just started
this,
back
this
on.
Me starting this recording back. No, that's me. Okay. That's me on my computer doing that. So, either way, it doesn't matter. It's the freeloader episode. Who gives a shit if they miss a few? Doesn't matter.
You ought to pay. You get what you pay for.
Right.
It's out there somewhere. We recorded it. It's out there somewhere with your broke ass.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably just use the YouTube video because it's continuous and it's slightly lower resolution, but it's
just, you just pull the sound off of it? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's why I do that. So just as a backup, I can pull just the sound off it too.
Yeah, there we go. All right, y'all. So y'all come on back. Maybe y'all should think about you freeloaders. Jump your ass over here behind that.
Yeah, come on over to Patreon. We got a couple new patrons today, as a matter of fact. Yeah. And if you go to Patreon, you'll notice that none of those episodes have internet issues.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Everything's perfect over there.
Jump your ass. A lot of content. That paywall. So y'all, make it happen. Come on back. All right. Let's wrap this up. I can go take this girl and do her shit. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
I'm Karen Morrow.
I'm Rob Morrow.
And I'm Brother Mark.
Hey, we have three guys on. And we are out.
Go see Beetlejuice in the theater.
Absolutely. Grow a titty. Grow a titty.